007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Hi, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Starting with news of Bill Murray. What's he up to?
We like Bill Murray, don't we? He's a good actor. Yeah, he's set to star in Barry Levinson's Rock the Casbah. Mitch Glazer is penning the script, which follows a burnt-out music manager who goes to Afghanistan on the USO tour with his last remaining client. And when he finds himself abandoned, penniless and without his passport, he discovers a young girl with an extraordinary voice. He stows away with him back to Kabul to compete on a popular television show, The Afghan Star. The project is going to be shopped around at the Toronto International Film Festival to international distributors. But he's always a good actor, isn't
Sounds
he, Bill
like
Murray?
Sounds like an interesting tale too. I'd like to have been in the room for that pitch when it came in. Now, Tom Hardy's a busy man.
Tom Hardy is. He is popping up in a film that people are kind of going, hang on, we didn't know about this film. Where has it appeared from? Mm-hmm. The movie's called Locke, and it turns out for good reason, because Stephen Knight is the man who made it. It's a low budget, it's been called basically a low budget confined space UK drama, as in confined space, and it was shot just over 8 nights.
Wow.
Interesting premise. It's about, Hardy plays a guy called Ivan Locke, an ordinary guy. He's got 2 kids. He's on the eve of the biggest moment of his career as a construction director, and his whole life soon changes over the course of one single 85-minute car journey. So the whole film takes place in the car. And you have other good actors that are supporting actors in it. Olivia Colman, Ben Daniels, Ruth Wilson, Andrew Scott. They all play a role, but they play a role on the phone. And they all went to a hotel to phone the car while Hardy was driving around. It was shot for just under $2 million, but Knight wrote Eastern Promises. You remember that movie?
Yeah, yeah, Andy and Knight, actually. Yeah.
He had the idea in November, and by February, he was making the movie. So it sounds interesting,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I look forward to that
good one.
Yep. Now, Mad Max.
Mad Max. Well, speaking of Tom Hardy, of course, he is playing Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Mad Max Fury Road. George Miller, he's the man that made the original Mad Max. He's going back to shoot more footage. So it's kind of leaving it open now that we're not sure when we'll see this film. He's going shooting again in Sydney in November. Most of the movie was shot in the desert of Namibia, where they were doing lots of filming and close to the Cape Town Film Studios. That's a departure, of course, as well. Because if you remember, the first 3 Mad Max movies were all made in Australia,
right, yeah,
with George Miller and Mel Gibson. Charlize Theron, Nicholas Holt are in this movie, so we'll have to wait and see, but they're going back doing some new scenes on it.
Great, look forward to that one too. Now, I suppose post Labor Day, it's when the US looks towards the, or looks back rather, at the summer box office. What kind of a summer has it been?
Yeah, it's been a really good summer. Because they can look back from the first weekend in May right through, as you say, to Labor Day and sort of say, how has the summer been? It's been the best summer ever.
Really?
At the box office. 4.71 billion in domestic returns in the States. That's a new record. It's up 8% on last year. You could say that maybe higher ticket prices might have, you know, added to that. But actually, no, attendances did rise by over 6.5%. Now, the one disappointing factor here, you might think that there might be some originality in that, in the movies that made it. But unfortunately, the 6th highest grossing films this summer in the States were either sequels, prequels or reboots.
Well, you know, that has been the case. We've been talking about that a lot this year. A lot of sequels. We have some originality. Wouldn't go amiss, that's for sure. Casting news for us.
Yeah, Jared Harris, a really good actor. You know, he's been in Mad Men. He was brilliant in Mad Men. Sherlock Holmes. Well, he's joining up with Sherlock Holmes director Guy Ritchie again for The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Harris is going to play the role of Sanders. No real details available on the role. But filming begins next week in England, Rome and Naples. They've released a synopsis. This is Warner Brothers. They said that they're keeping it in the Cold War setting of the original TV series. So
sounds good,
Guy Ritchie's good visualist, and he's probably going to revamp this series as well.
Well, he certainly revamped Sherlock Holmes, didn't he? So we'll see what he does with this one. Now, meanwhile, what's going on with Jon Stewart?
Well, Jon Stewart, most people know him from his chat show, The Daily Show. He's returned to hosting that there earlier this week, but he's also taken his directorial debut, Rose Bridgewater to the Toronto International Film Festival to share some footage and to pitch it to foreign buyers. Rosewater, he had made it over the summer, wrapped production in Jordan in mid-August. It's his first film, really, behind the director's chair, in the director's chair, and it's based on a memoir called Then They Came For Me, A Family Story of Love, Captivity and Survival. Gael Garcia Bernal stars in the movie as an Iranian-Canadian journalist who's detained in Tehran for 118 days during the 2009 presidential election in Iran. So
Sounds good.
I suppose
love
there's
Gael
a lot
Garcia
of buzz
Bernal
about
too.
It. Kind of thinking chat show host goes and makes an interesting film. We'll see how that does.
Okay, now closer to home, there have been film cameras on Moore Street this week.
Yeah, and you've probably seen all the pictures in the papers as well. So keep your eye out for it, because Mrs. Brown's Boys, the movie, is been shot all around Dublin at the moment, and Brendan O'Carroll is there, and you'll see all the cast from the TV show, and they've kind of added some special cameo appearances as well, with June Rogers and Simon Delaney there as well. So keep an eye out for Mrs. Brown's
Very
Boys.
Very good. Meanwhile, a great news broke during the week about Lenny Abraham.
Yeah, I suppose big news for the Irish film industry, really, this one, that he's going to direct the adaptation of the international bestseller Room with a script by author Emma Donoghue as well. Of course, shortlisted for the Man Booker, Orange and Commonwealth prizes.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time, but I love that an Irish director is taking it on, and a really good one too.
And a really, really good one. I mean, I think one of our best directors. Yeah. 2.5 million copies of the book sold in English. It's appeared in 35 other languages as well. The writer has said actually that she was convinced totally by Lenny Abrahamson, because he wrote her a 10-page letter kind of detailing what he liked and what he'd like to do, obviously, with the film as well. So I think that's good news and a good film to look forward
to. Yes, absolutely. Congrats to all there. We wish them well with it. Now, the return of Kodak.
Well, I suppose this is good news in a way. I mean, because the film industry was built on film, and last year we saw Kodak disappear off the face with bankruptcy. They've emerged actually from Chapter 11 bankruptcy during the week. They were founded in 1880, and they said that they're back, and the motion picture business is going to continue to be a part of the company's future. And do you know what film has mostly been used for now, which is quite interesting? Archiving. Because it is one of the most stable archive systems that we could have. You take a film can, store it in the right conditions, you're looking at 100 years. Mm. There's not many optical discs and things like that out there that can provide that. So probably films that are originating digitally now have been archived on film. But we did have some interesting news, because J.J. Abrams announced that he's going to shoot the new Star Wars movies on film.
Interesting.
He's not going to use digital, even though it would be handy for all the effects. And Chris Nolan always uses film as well. So,
and they're two fine directors, so there you go.
They are. So maybe there is life yet in... And there's a good documentary, Side by Side. Keanu Reeves presents it. And you can sort of get an idea of what has happened, film and digital technology, over the last 20 years. So worth checking out.
Very good. What trailer can we check out online this week?
Well, the Coen brothers always deliver us something interesting, don't they?
They do.
So Inside Llewellyn Davis is a trailer worth looking at. Oscar Isaac, Kerry Mulligan, John Goodman, who's always brilliant in their films, and Justin Timberlake as well, star in it. It's about the weekend life of a young singer as he navigates the Greenwich Village folk scene of 1961.
Very good.
Interesting stories,
yeah,
as always.
Yeah, we've been waiting a while for something new from the Coen brothers. Looking forward to that one. New releases in our cinemas. Donald Gleeson's on the big screen.
Donald Gleeson is on the big screen, and a big role for him as well, alongside Rachel McAdams and Bill Nighy. Richard Curtis directs this one, so it's a big movie. Here's a little clip to give you a taste of About Time.
Oh, if they offer you tea, just say no.
Hello.
Mum, this is Mary.
Mary.
Hi.
Good Lord, you're pretty.
Oh, no, it's just... I've got a lot of mascara and lipstick on.
Let's have a look. Oh, yes. Good. It's very bad for a girl to be too pretty. Stops her developing a sense of humour. Or a personality.
Tea? I'd love a cup of tea.
Oh, Christ, that's the whole day gone.
Donald Gleeson and Rachel McAdams in About Time.
Yeah, it's kind of a time travelling movie. At the age of 21, Tim discovers he can travel in time and change what happens and has happened in his own life. And of course, his decision to make his world a better place by getting a girlfriend turns out to be not as easy as he might think. So that's one movie. Now, we've got Rooney Mara, Casey Affleck starring Ain't Them Body Saints, the tale of an outlaw who escapes from prison and sets out across the Texas hills to reunite with his wife and the daughter daughter he has never met.
Quite like the casting of that, I have to say. Rooney Mara and Casey Affleck, sort of slight oddness to them, you know. It's a good two on screen together. What else have we?
We have a movie called Museum Hours, when a Vienna museum guard befriends a visitor. The art museum becomes a mysterious crossroads which sparks explorations of their lives, the cities, and the way the artworks reflects the shape of the world. Mary Margaret O'Hara and Bobby Summers star in that one. If you're looking for action and if you're looking for Vin Diesel on the big screen, you've got Riddick 2013, Left for Dead on a sun-scorched planet. Riddick finds himself up against an alien race of predators. And then finally, the story of an aging writer who bitterly recollects his passionate lawsuit. It's a portrait of today's Rome. The movie is called The Great Beauty. That is your selection.
Very good. Your TV movie recommendation?
Well, you know, we always vary the choices. I thought I'd pick one for the kids, and it's an entertaining movie anyway, so I think anybody could watch it. It's a movie called Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs,
yeah,
and we've got a sequel coming very shortly as well.
Right.
So it's a good chance to catch up on it. It's basically a film that focuses on a town where food falls from the sky like rain. Anna Faris there is on one of the main voices. You'll catch it on RT1 this evening at 6:35.
Lovely.
That's a good movie.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Thank you.